A new study finds that many of the regions that went for Donald Trump in the election are also among those hardest hit by the drug and opioid epidemic. WNYC's Arun Venugopal has more.
There's a term, deaths of despair, used to describe the fatal effects of alcohol, heroin, and prescription opiates on people across the country, but especially on white, middle-aged Americans, whose mortality rates have been rising in recent years. Penn State sociologist Shannon Monnett has been studying this trend.
At the core of these diseases and deaths of despair really is a desire to escape pain, stress, anxiety, hopelessness, shame.
After the election, Monnett noticed that Trump did really well in regions worst hit by deaths of despair. In Appalachia and New England, she found, he outperformed Mitt Romney by 10% in the counties with the highest mortality rates, and in the industrial Midwest by 17%. The trend also applies locally to Suffolk County and to Staten Island. Monnett said that many people, primarily white Americans without college degrees, were being jarred not simply by the loss of jobs or income, but because their entire worldview had been shaken, namely by the understanding that hard work does not necessarily translate into success.
And this is a reality that people of color have contended with for a very long time. But downward mobility is the new normal in many of these former successful and largely white communities. And with that comes shame and frustration, anxiety, and certainly anger.
I shared Monnett's findings with Dr. Andrew Kolodny, the co-director of opioid policy research at Brandeis University. He said her research doesn't explain why the Pacific Northwest did not go for Trump, despite an opioid crisis there, or why states like Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, or Wyoming went for Trump despite lower rates of opioid abuse.
But I would say that to the extent that there were many working class white voters who went for Trump because they feel that government has failed them, I think that the opioid addiction epidemic is an example of government failing these groups.
Because the federal government failed to stem the crisis, as a growing number of communities were devastated. Kolodny and Monnett hope that Trump will deliver on his promises to address the drug epidemic, including a tough stance on Big Pharma. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.